Darren, what a comeback.
Yeah, do you know what? It's only really up until probably about the last six, seven games I felt that, which has happened, as you well know, Pav, that when we went the goal down, that was only really the last, sort of, as I say, five, six, seven games I thought, you know what, we can come back into games. Before that, I wasn't as hopeful. But I think in terms of the squad that we've assembled, the togetherness in the squad, they've got that fighting spirit that if they go one goal down, if they even go two goals down, that they don't give up, as we've shown against Chester as well. So we've got that mentality now that, you know what, we're never going to give up. We've got the fight and we've got the quality players that no matter what the score be, should we be down, that we've got a good enough squad to come back and get a result. Again, what's shown again today.
Well, the mental resilience was certainly there, because in the past, if Hyde went a goal down, heads dropped, but didn't happen today. In fact, you're in control of the game against a side who are fifth in the table going into the match.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't even think the first 30, Pav, to be quite honest, we weren't good. I'm not gonna lie. I thought we looked a bit lethargic. We weren't as sharp as we'd like, and they were the better side. I think the first, you know, sort of 25, 30 minutes, you know, but we started to get in. We started to get our composure. The game started to settle down to the way that we like to play. And I thought from then on we dominated the game.
Because they're a big, sort of powerful, well organised side. Yeah, as I say, Hyde United ended up dictating the game.
No, and again, you know, you look at the chances we missed again, pal. To be honest, they're not good for the heart of them. Because you want them chances in the back of the net just to pretty much kill the game. And then you look at 2-1, we're 2-1 up. Matty Beadle had a great chance when, you know, it was a tap in, just went straight to the keeper. Yeah. He sort of spread himself. The keeper made it difficult for him. And then we obviously after that we get the third. They come out obviously to get one back. It was sort of for about a minute or two it was backs to the wall, but again we dealt with it. But yeah, absolutely delighted for everybody at the club as always. And yeah, we go marching on.
In Jamal Branca, there's a lad who maybe hid his light under a bushel a bit, but two goals today, excellent game. Has he come of age this afternoon?
Do you know what he has? Jamal's been like that. You know, again, I'm big on, you know, you train how you play, and it's got to start with a serious work ethic and training, and they've done that, as everyone has done that. As you can see now, the players are running, you know, because they have to keep up to the sharp levels, because of the thing about it, when you come into the team, you got to be ready. You know, it's about fitting the team's needs. You know, you're looking for me, if you're going to play in a top three, a top four, top five, in terms of positional play, you got to be sharp, effective and ready. And a lot of that comes with fitness as well, making sure out of possession, your back supporting your fullback, your back supporting your midfielder, your back supporting your striker, whatever that may be. But you got to make sure that you're willing to work hard out of possession first and foremost to help the needs of the team. And with Jamal, we've seen that. Now we're starting to see that. But again, you know, I'm very demanding on the players in a positive way, in the fact that, you know what, you got to put a shift in first and foremost. I think with that breeds confidence, and that's what you've seen then. You know, the work ethic was, when we obviously get in our way of playing, the work ethic was there. We get the end product, which was the goals, and then through that, then it just breeds confidence. And what we have now is a team that's getting better, stronger, and fitter, and with good confidence, which is most important.
And Paddy Miller, only a recent signing, you made him captain straight away, and a captain's innings as it was this afternoon. I thought it was very cool.
Yeah, do you know what, Pav, it's one of the, with Berkey before that, what we have in the change room now is a change room of leaders. You know, they're all more than able to be captain, you know. But Paddy, I know a long time. I know what he's about. I know what he'll be like in the change room. I know what he'll be like on the pitch. And again, you know, Paddy's the one with the armband. But what we had today is we had 11 warriors, 11 leaders who stood up and been counted and get the result that we deserved.
Laurie Bell, again, is his usual dependable self, but is he due to go back to Sweden soon? Because that'll leave a gap, surely.
Yeah, we'll leave a gap, but that's obviously, hopefully Laurie will stay first and foremost. Laurie's good, as we know, fantastic pedigree, fantastic ability, and hopefully we can keep that for longer. You know, there's things going on that hopefully that it can stay longer. We'll just have to wait and see.
And I take it, the dressing room, you know, the confidence must have built. The place must be buzzing now.
Yeah, it's been like that, as I say, the last sort of six or seven games, Pav. It's crucial. It's always important. Do you know what? Things take a little bit of time. You find out about personnel helping the changing room and what we want to do and what type of changing room we want. If players don't fit into that, players don't fit into that. But we got to make sure it's right, because that's where it starts. And the thing about this league as well, it's finding the right players with the right credentials, with the right mentality, with the right professionalism that's going to help take us forward. And again, I think we've got that. We've a fantastic team spirit. Do you know what the supporters, directors come down and watch our training on a Tuesday and Thursday. We've had people from the FA here watching what we do, and they look and they all say the same thing: you have an absolutely fantastic team spirit. For me that's nice to hear, because me and Dave, Gaz and that work hard to create that. We work very hard at what we do, because at the end of the day we all want what's best for Hyde United and everybody connected with the club.
Thank you.